Welcome to Medicom Oncology Clinical Pearls Podcast.
Welcome to Managing Myeloma. Today I'll be reviewing the results of the study titled Efficacy and Safety of Carfilzomib at 56 mg per meter square with cyclophosphamide and dexamethasone in newly diagnosed multiple myeloma patients followed by stem cell transplant or K56 cytoxin and dexamethasone consolidation, the initial results of the phase 2 Cardamom study. Most carfilzomib-based regimens in the newly diagnosed setting have used biweekly dosing, ranging anywhere between 27 mg per meter square to 36 mg per meter square, in combination with immunomodulatory agents of thalidomide and lenalidomide, as well as alkylating agents of cyclophosphamide. The Endeavor is the first trial that compared carfilzomib at 56 mg per meter square twice weekly in the relapse setting in comparison to the other proteasome inhibitor, bortezomib, and the dosing of carfilzomib was deemed to be extremely effective and promising in this study, leading to unprecedented rates of PFS benefits of greater than 18 months. The biweekly dosing of 56 mg per meter square is relatively unexplored in the frontline setting, hence the rationale for investigating the higher doses of carfilzomib at 56 mg per meter square in the newly diagnosed multiple myeloma. The study had primary endpoint of VGPR pre-randomization upon patients receiving carfilzomib, cytoxin, and dexamethasone for 4 cycles of induction, and patients were then randomized to receive a single stem cell transplant or receiving Kyprolis, cytoxin, and dexamethasone for 4 cycles of consolidation. MRD was measured after both in both arms, after the transplant and after the consolidation. The secondary endpoints include a co-primary endpoint include 2-year PFS after patients received the stem cell transplant or K56 cytoxin dexamethasone consolidation, and patients would receive Kyprolis maintenance for a period of 18 cycles. A total of 281 patients were enrolled, of which 252 patients completed the induction and were accessible for response. 100 patients were randomized to receive a single autologous stem cell transplant, and 101 patients received KCD consolidation. 133 patients went on to receive Kyprolis in the maintenance phase for a total of 18 cycles. The median age of the patients was 58 years. 91% had an ECOG performance status of 0 to 1. ISS stage 1 was seen in 45.2% of the patients, and a quarter of the patients, 24.7%, had adverse risk cytogenetics. If you include 1Q gains and 1Ps, this number increases to 48.5%. Responses to induction were really phenomenal with this combination. Greater than VGPR rates were seen in 59.2% of the patients, CR rates in 4.8%, stringent complete response in 2.8%, VGPR response rates were seen in 51.6% of the patients. Overall response rate of 87.6% was seen. 23.2% of the patients had MRD negativity by flow cytometry with a sensitivity level of 10 to the power of minus 5. Reviewing the safety events, anemia was seen in 36.3% of the patients, which was grade 1 to 2, and grade 3 anemia was seen in 10.1%. Lymphopenia was seen in a quarter of the patients, which is 25% of the patients at a grade 3 event. Overall, the adverse events were very well tolerable from a hematological standpoint. From a non-hematological standpoint, hypertension of grade 1 to 2 was seen in 20% of the patients, and grade 3 was seen in 10% of the patients, which is commonly seen with all the carfilzomib-based regimens, at least any grade event of hypertension of close to 30%. Respiratory infection seen in 15% of the patients, acute kidney injury seen in close to 4% of the patients, and grade 3 events accounted for 3% of these. 10 patients progressed during or at the end of induction, and 12 were withdrawn for toxicities. There were 4 deaths in the study during the induction, 1 from myocardial infarction, 3 from cardiac arrest associated with bronchopneumonia and sepsis. 25% of the patients are currently reported to have received a dose modification during the induction. In summary, K56 cytoxin and dexamethasone is an effective induction regimen in newly diagnosed myeloma patients eligible for stem cell transplant. Overall response rates of close to 90%, VGPR rates of close to 60%, MRD negativity rates of close to 25% were seen with this combination post-induction therapy. Discontinuation rates were low, around 5%, and the safety of this combination was comparable to other frontline carfilzomib regimens. Thank you for viewing this activity.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Medicom Oncology podcast channel for more clinical pearls. And be sure to visit managingmyeloma.com for more practice resources.